K has been taken care of, so that brings us to item L on the agenda, Judicial Branch Administration, the audit report for Judicial Council acceptance. And we welcome Justice Huffman and also John Judnick.
And is there any public comment on item L, audit report for Judicial Council acceptance? There isn't any.
Thank you, Justice Miller.
Thank you, Chief Justice, members of the council. The we are the Advisory Committee on Financial Accountability and Efficiency. That's what we are. And under the rules that you function under, we are responsible for reviewing all of the audits of the ALC, the various parts of the court system, including the trial courts. And in the system, you function under the Internal Audit Services as an ongoing audit of each of the trial courts as well as the other parts of the branch. And a normal process you have adopted then is those audits remain pending and not public until such time as they've been presented to the Judicial Council and accepted. The role of the A&E committee is to review those audits before they're presented to you, and we view our task as to make sure that the audit is not only complete, but that by complete we mean that the trial court or other entity has had the opportunity to review the recommendations, has been followed up with the auditor, and we are assured that the errors or the problems have either been corrected or on a reasonable track for correction before we put them on the public website, so that we don't put out on the website a bunch of potential problems to which there is no offered answer. For the most part, these audits are well done, very routine, and our committee reviews them, and once we're satisfied the questions have been answered, we send it to you on your discussion agenda so that you may accept it without discussion. Once in a while, we find issues that we need to bring to your attention, either issues of, we see systemic issues that we've brought to you in the past, or in some instances of what we perceive as problems. In this particular instance, we're dealing with the audit of the County of Yuba Superior Court, a small court. Why have we brought it here to you? The reason that we have brought it is several-fold. This audit was done in August of 2013, reviewed with the court by November of 2013, and ultimately presented to the committee in January of 2014. The problems that we face with this particular court is a very large number of fiscal problems and accounting problems and with the handling of their affairs. By the time it was reviewed in November, only a small portion of those had been corrected. When it was presented to us in January, we sent the Internal Audit Services back to try to find out why we can't resolve the large number of these. And through that process, when we reviewed it in February, they'd only handled a few more. And the reason we present this is that it does appear to the committee that the Yuba Court has some substantial problems in being able to handle their accounting issues and bring to your attention, in part, the role of the AOC. Now, some of the accounting issues, and John Judnick from Internal Audit Services is here, and he'll review very briefly with you some of the type. But among the things, for example, is depositing the money in the wrong account, mischaracterizing the nature of the funds in which the money is deposited, not reconciling trust accounts, financial accounts. So our concern is that the branch not find itself at the end of the day with the California State Auditor saying, what are you doing? You don't know how to run your shop. And so we believe that's the role of the judicial branch is to help out where we can with those issues. The part of the problem Yuba County has is the deputy CEO that had accounting capability left has not been replaced, and there's no plans that we know of to replace that person. And there's no one in the staff that appears to have any accounting experience to start with. So we are not making a lot of progress, and we don't have a great deal of hope of much progress. Now, what's happened is the AOC, Trial Court Services, has stepped in. They're moving the court to the Phoenix system as far as payroll. We know that they are involved in obtaining, hopefully, a new case management system, and maybe those things will help, but there still doesn't appear to be a likelihood of grasping the problem and dealing with it. So you're going to require a continuing period of AOC assistance to that court. There's also a problem with distribution of money. To comply with state law, there are a lot of complex formulae that require you to distribute money, and if you don't, eventually the controller is on the court of the judicial system for why aren't you distributing the money correctly. Case management systems clearly impact this because that is the method by which you make these distributions, but they haven't been done correctly. And also, sometimes, as you've seen, relationships as courts have separated from the county, they really haven't separated, particularly in smaller jurisdictions where it's been harder to establish those services. And there's one relationship issue that we bring to your attention. The court there has contracted with a third party to do collection services, not just for the court, but for the county itself. And they did that, and they get a percentage fee of the money they collect for the county, without any cost-benefit analysis as to how much are you spending in order to collect the county's money in order to get your 10% fee. Are you actually spending the court's money to collect the county's bills? And they don't have an answer to that. They are going to do it. We sincerely believe the court is in good faith and wants to do the right thing, and no losses have occurred in the process. So those are some of the issues that we faced in looking at it, and such things as travel and meal expenses, not having any proper method in place to actually have the prior reviews and the prior authorizations and subsequent reviews of those. The Internal Audit Services has worked extensively with them. Kurt Sutherland has been with them. Judge Jarre has been with them, and they still haven't advertised for another deputy CEO with accounting experience. And so that's why our review is, this is one of those cases that when you post it on the website, you can't post it with the belief that the problems have been solved or reasonably going to be solved. On the other hand, we've reached the stage where we believe that we recommend to the Judicial Council that you accept this report and post it on your website. But you do so with the knowledge that you're going to be required to provide resources to the county of Yuba, and it's going to be a burden on the AOC staff in order to help them with their accounting and payroll, case management system, and other issues. So with that, let me just ask John Judnick to move as quickly as we can through some of the items for me to try to explain to you would be like having those people in Yuba explain it to you. But I don't mean that was not nice. John?
Thank you, Justice Huffman, Chief Judge Jarre, council members. I'll go through it fairly quickly for you. Justice Huffman kind of summarized many of the issues. This is a small court, 5 authorized judgeships, 2 locations just north of Sacramento, small budget. This is not a financial issue where we're talking about irregularities or a defalcation. This is a control of the operations issue, and it's an accounting issue in terms of their financial reporting. High-level issues, Justice Huffman talked about it a little, the accounting for financial transactions. We identified issues of improper reporting of trust and agency funds, the enhanced collections area, no cost benefit, where the court is probably spending money to do additional work of the county and not getting repaid for that. Significant issues, the lack of reconcilements of trust accounts, very serious issue, fiduciarily responsible. Court's expansion in the enhanced collections work, again, no cost benefit, collections and distributions. We've talked historically about that, and there's a lot of work in this area being done. But it is a area where the court doesn't have the proper people doing the work. They have not, as one example, implemented timely changes in statute to properly distribute the money. Travel and business meals is covered by Justice Huffman. 6 repeat issues. We have travel documentation deficiencies, accounts payable review not being done properly, lack of documentation to appropriately document things, authorization matrix, which has come up on the California State Auditor's report. The information systems area, referencing the California State Auditor's report, there are contingency plan issues. And there are other issues that we're going to deal with separately in a non-public management letter to the court because there are items of sensitivity there. Civil assessments were not being assessed, which impacts the revenue of the court. And the cash collections area, we had some of our standard issues in high-risk areas concerning voids and manual receipts. Procurement and contracts. Very typical issues, but very sensitive issues in terms of missing transactions, missing documentation. On February 25th of this year, Judge Jarre visited the court, talked with the court about matters, and told the court that the Trial Court Administrative Services Office was available to assist the court. The court took advantage of that, and the Trial Court Administrative Services Office and Internal Audit Services have assisted the court on a repeated basis. Visits to the court to assist them, the court visiting TCAS in Sacramento for a day, 2 days for training to get up to speed. That just occurred last week. We helped them with distributions on a visit to the court with three individuals to assist them in learning distributions and to do it properly. The court executive officer has indicated the court is making all efforts to correct the audit issues, and he feels that they will get them corrected over time. He also recognizes that the resources of the court and the current accounting expertise limitations of the court are there and need to be corrected, but there are no current plans to acquire that expertise for the court. So, as Justice Huffman indicated, they will have to rely on the AOC, TCAS, and Internal Audit Services for a while to do that.
Justice Hall.
Thank you, Chief. On that point, before we get too far down the road, if I heard Justice Huffman correctly, when he touched on that point a moment ago, he said the court has no plans, but that it was not a matter of finances or revenue. If it's not a matter of that, why don't they have some plans to put something in place to correct these things, as opposed to drawing on AOC staff?
Justice Hull, let me just offer my perception that I don't think the court appreciates the nature of the problem. I don't think the management section of the court appreciates the nature of the difficulty, and has said they were going to do it over time and let things play out. And so I think the problem is simply one of not grasping the significance of these, quote, accounting errors. And there's one problem I saw in there that I failed to mention. It's with regard to their case management system, for example, on submitted cases. There's a number of cases you'll find in our report where the judge did not get the decision made in 90 days because the method of calculating used by the court staff was in error. Of course, one might wonder why you're always at the 90th day, but my point is it has consequences even beyond that. But it's not a funding issue as we can understand it. It's not.
Well, and this is a general question for the counsel and Justice Huffman for your committee. How do we impress upon them that it is important?
Well, one of the things we did is deliberately place it on the Judicial Council's public meeting agenda. The AOC staff invited the court and the court executive to appear and participate. They haven't. Judge Jarre has been there. It's beyond the ken of my committee to say to you, this is what you ought to do. My job is to make sure you know what happened and where you are before, and what's questions legitimately that Justice Hull is asking are legitimate questions the Department of Finance could ask the governor and the legislature. So we think it's...
That's a good question.
Yes.
Judge Jackson?
It sounds to me that they have no incentive. If we're going to step in and take care of this, they have no incentive to hire someone to do this. And we have... Our resources are very strapped. So maybe to give them that incentive, that can we bill them for this? If they're going to be using AOC staff, is there any way that they have to? I don't know if that's possible.
I think this is a forum to air all ideas. We want to keep in mind that the purpose of bringing it here today is to accept the audit. I think, of course, we have another larger issue to deal with separate from putting the audit on the website. But I appreciate certainly the concern. absolutely. I think Judge Jacobson, you had your hand up, and then Justice Milne.
Just very briefly, we dealt with something analogous with the court that decided to stop doing small claims while they continued to charge people for filings. Just crosses my mind.
Right. I'm fully aware of that situation. Justice Miller?
So everything that you've talked about concerns me and concerns all of us, and so my suggestion is going to be that we can certainly accept it and make a motion to accept it, but it should be broader than that, or maybe it's a secondary motion that this be assigned to Jody and her staff to work in conjunction with E&P with a report back to the council.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So first let's take the recommendation that's being made. Well, John. Oh, go ahead, John.
Just a quick comment there for Justice Miller's sake. Audit does follow up and will continue to follow up every 6 months to determine status of corrective measures, as we do with other courts, and we will report that to the executive office and to the A&E committee. That's part of our regular charge. But obviously this is a somewhat unique matter in that we ended the audit 6 months prior to bringing it to A&E. We had 111 issues. There were 36 corrected, and they had only in 6 months corrected 18 more. So our follow-up will give you results, but I think you're correct that they need something.
My motion is broader than that, though, rather than just to have the follow-up. It's to work with Jody's staff, who will try to work with them to correct them, and then also work through E&P so that we ensure that progress is being made.
Yeah. Oh, Mary Beth.
This is my neighbor court, with whom I do have a friendly relationship with, and to the extent I can assist in any way in reaching out, I'd be happy to do that. We are going to be participating with them in the upcoming collaborative project for Tyler, and so I would be happy to assist in any way I can facilitate some discussions that maybe we can get this back on track, and I can reach out to them.
Something we've done in the past through E&P.
Be happy to do that.
Yes. So in terms of this recommendation, any other discussion? So there are two points. This recommendation regarding the audit itself, but also the understanding that E&P, working with the AOC and with Mary Beth Todd, will, despite John Jednik's continuing up on the audit, although that will be helpful to the people from council and AOC who will be working on that. Separately from that, let's take the A&E recommendation at this time. All in, do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Judge Jacobson. Second by Judge Baker. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The recommendation carries. And then I know that Justice Miller, you'll get the folks together and report back at the next council meeting.
Right, and we'll work with AOC staff to try to resolve the issues, and it'll be worked through E&P.
Thank you.
I mean, it's not just the other, you know, all the remainder of the 111 that needed to be done that weren't finished, but it's this getting an accounting person there who, so again, they're not draining the services of the AOC.
And that's why I wanted to bring it to your attention specifically. One, I wanted you to know the burden is being placed on the AOC, and I wanted you to have the opportunity. That's the nice thing about my job. I have to just tell you there's a problem.
You've done a good job of that, Justice Huffman.
I think you remember the role reversal.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Justice Huffman.
Thank you. So did we need a motion, though, on the second part of that?
I don't think it's, I think
no,
it's
I
more
know.
Of a procedural
okay,
matter.
Good.
We may need one later on, but not at this time.
Okay.
After you get some more information, see what moves the folks there.
Wow.